your name? Did you lose it on the wall playing tic-tac-toe? Yo, check the diagonal. Three brothers gone, come on. Doesn't it make it three in a row?
This is James, DJ James, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We will get started in a few minutes here. In the meantime, just sit tight.
Anger is a gift.
Dark, and you'll never change. watch your cigarettes flip, and you'll never change. Never thought it was a matter of time. Never heard that it was all in your mind. Everything's etched in stone, so I'll say it one more time. There's no sheets on your bed. Your monologue has been said. Your guitars, they won't shred. And you'll never change. Switch the light just cause you think you're right. Well, if you could, you'd be right. But you'll never change. Never thought it was a matter of time.
We're good. This is dedicated to all the kids like me. Whoever you are.
See them too long on the ground. You wanna be one. about to be in class. I'm sorry.
Hello, hello.
Okay, well,
this is Mawone. That was Mr. Rager by Kid Cudi on Man on the Moon 2.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Our second show.
Second show this year.
This year.
Fourth show overall.
Yes.
We actually have a special guest today in the studio. He's currently taking a call, or he just finished his call. But we're happy to introduce him in a second.
Yes. Tufts guest, of course.
Tufts, yes. For the record and everything. Guest, are you ready to speak?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Reveal yourself.
I'm Josh Stone.
Get closer to the mic. Get friendly.
Hello. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah. Really happy to be here.
He's quite shy.
Really happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like super happy.
Yeah. First time in the studio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little nervous, so I brought a list of best Old West cowboy insults and sayings.
We're jumping right in.
To read. Oh, do you want me to?
No, that's okay. How many are there?
Oh, there's a lot, so we can pick and choose as we go.
Yeah, I pick and choose all of them.
Okay. This is the mean/angry category.
Oh, okay.
Josh, I hope you know that there are no insults, curses, or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are cowboy insults.
Okay. Well, if someone from 18 whatever gets offended by these, you know, we're gonna get like a letter.
He was mad enough to swallow a horned toad backwards.
Wow.
That's number one.
All right. Next song.
That's pretty funny, right?
That was good. Is there a little more?
Here's a good one. He was mean enough to hunt bears with a hickory switch.
Wow.
Anyone know what a hickory switch is?
No.
I guess it's some kind of bacon.
Are you you're guessing? Like, actually guessing?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm not going to look that up.
That's, yeah. We could take some time and think about it. I feel like you can pack a lot. All right,
here's one. Tuna was uglier than a new sheared sheep.
Wow.
Does it say tuna?
It does.
They had you.
Pretty crazy, right?
I don't think tuna didn't evolve.
His face was puckered like a wet sheepskin before a hot fire.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Let's save that for the next talk break.
What's the next song?
You know, element of what?
The next song that we're going to have, actually, I feel like it'll be a popular one. I think you'll be able to recognize it pretty.
Okay.
Pretty right in the beginning. So.
Okay.
I'll let that take it away.
Waiting for the operator on the line.
That was Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana.
Yes.
Rip Kurt Cobain.
Rip. And before that was Sweet Talkin' Woman by ELO.
Yes, Left sir.
Light Orchestra.
So we actually have another list that our guest is going to read from. He's really eager to read from this one.
I think everyone can pick one.
Maybe because so many items on this list were used against him and his family at some point.
This is top 55 funniest Yo Mama jokes.
Oh man!
All right, okay.
Yo Mama so nasty. They used to call them jumbalines till Yo Mama bounced on one.
Jumbalines.
Here, read one.
What?
I don't know what a jumbalines. I think it's like a trampoline.
Yeah. Or like a bean or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
There's some political ones in here I can't use.
Yo Mama, so okay. Political.
Oh, I kind of like this one. Yo Mama, so short, she went to see Santa and he told her to get back to work.
Oh,
that's just me. Oh, that's just mean.
That's just
mean. That, see, and you're going to say that to someone's about someone's mother?
That's just mean. Height is off limits. Yeah, I'm giving it back to you.
James, you want to read one?
I think I'm okay for
now. I think
now.
You do. I think you do.
All right, let's see.
These are the top 55 funniest.
James doesn't want a Yo Mama joke tied to his name for the rest of his life. Yeah. It's like the digital footprint. Yeah. He's like, applying
to... He's going to accidentally pick the least funny
one. Yeah, applying to big pharma. They interview him.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say about my mama?
About mothers? What did you say about mothers?
October 6th.
This
Where
one,
were you?
Wow, this is interesting. Yo Mama's so big, her belt size is equator. What?
Oh, man. I would never want anyone to say that to me.
These are brutal.
All right.
You guys ever grow up with the Yo Mama jokes?
Did I ever grow up with the Yo Mama,
the mama jokes?
Yeah, you know, a couple of times.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
No, I respected mamas.
Mm-hmm. You never said them?
Never said them.
Wow, you're like a hero.
I wonder how you even started
that joke. Like who?
Well,
someone's probably
mothers
angry
existed.
At someone else's mother.
Probably. Yeah.
All right. I like how we're doing lists now.
It's
a little callback to summer. Josh and I would listen to this podcast called Pod About List.
I highly recommend it. You should definitely
give it
a listen. It's great.
Just random lists and they talk about it?
Yeah.
Do they know like in advance?
They get sent the list.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do.
By who?
Fans. They also find them themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, you should. I highly recommend everyone give it a listen.
It's what we listen to in the gym instead of music.
Really?
We would be listening to like five guys from Emerson who aren't like... Bizarre.
So funny.
We'd be lifting. We'd be doing like 5x5 bench press.
How are you guys even do you have like listening? Like how are you listening to it together? Like
AirPods.
AirPods.
You can sync up AirPods.
Can you not do that?
Oh, probably.
Not yours. Probably.
Not yours. Probably. But yeah. Ours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what's the top? If there's a list for top list, then do you remember any specific ones?
The best episodes
best episodes of
lists. They'll find these lists that have like comments on them on this like one specific website, and the comments are like it's like all 12-year-olds.
There's a lot of material to work with there.
It's like it'll be like top 10 best like inventions, and then people like I actually invented this.
they're
I actually invented this when I was about 9 years old.
There is one where it's like, I've actually been working on inventing this. If anyone could give me tips on how to make this time machine, please DM me.
Just very serious inquiries about that.
Definitely.
Wow. Huh.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Maybe you give it a listen.
I'll give it a listen to. Maybe after this.
Maybe
next,
you. Maybe
next time
you.
You're lifting.
I like the influence you get bringing the lists onto the show, though. You know.
Shout out Pod About List.
If you're listening.
If anyone's listening. How many listeners do we have right now? Do we know?
Well, last week we had a pretty high number, I'd say. It was close
million?
To...
Million?
It was
7 billion, but then it dropped to 6.5 billion towards the end there.
We
alienated like 500,000 people.
Oh.
We said 500,000 people suck.
Yeah. And so
hey, can you say that? Hold up. You can't say that on
Stink.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, actually, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it's only three's a company. That's all we really need.
Yeah. Definitely. All right.
I'm queuing up a song.
Yeah, I'm going to queue up some of my songs. Then we got some songs by, and then we're going to have some songs with Josh. And
yeah.
We'll have one song with Josh.
They're limiting my minutes.
I'm getting cut off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
Pretty girl, how did you end up falling for a boy like me? Pretty girl, how did you end up falling for a boy like me? True, you're way out of my league.
I just wanna make you feel like a pretty girl. I wanna take you out and shower you in dollar bills. And I'm tired of the same music. Major Seven's on my laptop. I set the backdrop for the sad broads.
Baby, 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 you're
That was Out of Time by the Rolling Stones. And now we have a special message.
This is a PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I was expecting to say this has been a message from the Anti-Ladder Association.
Yeah, yeah. These guys hate ladders. Okay,
this is biased.
I'm gonna be honest, like, I don't get it. Like, falling off a ladder into a trauma center, like, I understand what they're trying to do there, but, like, yeah. When I fall off a ladder, which I never do because I'm not stupid,
because I fall
on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm not falling into a trauma center.
I'd like to know why they think I'm going to go into a trauma center and ask 150,000 people a question.
I feel like if I fell off a ladder, I'm not going to, like, admit to doing that, you know? Like, because, like, that's pretty pathetic. Like, for all we know, it could be, like, significantly more than 150,000 people. It's just too many, honestly, but it seems like too many.
What would you say?
What I say? Oh, I was doing something really cool.
Yeah.
Probably way cooler than falling off a ladder.
Wasn't using ladders, that's for sure.
No ladders here,
no
yeah.
No ladders, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty...
Just lying at the base
of
the ladder.
This is the orthopedic...
No, I wasn't using that. No.
This is the orthopedic... This is the surgeons. Then they're trying to get us to not do it yourself part. This might be like some shadow organization related to construction workers or carpenters.
I think so.
I mean, because, like, do-it-yourself project, don't do a do-it-yourself project, basically.
Yeah, wait, don't orthopedic surgeons want injuries?
Exactly. Why would they be warning against it?
No, this is suspicious.
I just don't trust it.
You know?
Listen, obviously be careful on a ladder, everyone. If you plan on using a ladder, be very, very careful.
Yeah, because...
I would hate to see you injured, but also, like...
I would hate to see you have to interact with an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, they are terrible people. Probably the worst types of people, I would say.
Wow.
You
want
to be a doctor, right, James? And you, Tuna, both of you?
Yeah.
Don't go into orthopedic surgery. It's like the worst. It's like thing you could do.
Too many ladder.
Too many ladder. Imagine how many they see a day to go.
It's at least 150,000.
Oh, another guy on a ladder.
No.
You're killing me. Yeah. Leave it to the professionals, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know?
I won't be, but.
Well, now.
Losers who use ladders aren't tall. Basically, this is for short people once again.
Right.
Yeah.
The ladder is unnecessary for the tall person.
For tall people, yeah, like me.
The ladder is used to grab a snack from the top of the cupboard.
Yeah, it's probably these hungry people. Like, I need, like, a snack from the top, tippy-top shelf. And they're reaching. They're really little, too. They're probably, like, a little kid. And that's what does them in.
God, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, right. Thank you for that message.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
very important stuff. Be careful around ladders,
yeah,
folks.
All jokes aside, yeah, we gotta be...
Gotta be diligent.
Gotta be diligent with these ladders. Stay low to the ground if you can.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, just take it easy. One step at a time.
First of all, don't even look at a ladder.
Well, there's that whole thing. You can't walk underneath a ladder. That's bad luck, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's true. That's probably what's doing these. They probably walked under the ladder and get onto the top of it.
That'd be hilarious if all the PSAs were superstitions.
Yeah. Like, don't break a mirror. 7 years of bad luck. This has been a PSA by mirrors.
The superstitious society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
What songs we got next?
All right, we got a few more songs.
Jalouse.
Is it my song?
Let's play his.
Let me introduce it.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Jalouse by Echo 2K, and then up next we got Western Union by Thai Boy Digital. The Drain Gang is going on tour in 2022.
Okay.
I recommend everyone go see them if this is your cup of tea.
Nice. Thank you.
Everybody knows your business. You don't have to act different around us. I know I heard you wanna be rich, Chris. Go endless, go heaven. You don't have to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh? Oh, honey, you had more than enough. Why you gotta act so jealous? You want it. Hella toxic, so precious. You want it, 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 you want it,
Never know. you wanna complain about the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress and gratitude, leave that attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look at your cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth, don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the
you
floor.
Like I do.
Hey,
you'll never know.
Never
you
know.
Anyway, don't know.
They don't know.
Like I do. They'll never know you.
Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong thing, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing.
At least I can hear the rain. house on Brittany Lane. But I'm just stuck here by your window. Oh, look how you have changed.
All right, that was a message by Alex G.
Yes.
Before that, we had Paranoid by Kanye West.
Nice memory. You're not even in front of the screen, and you got the whole sentence.
Well, okay, it's a Kanye song, so. So that kind of gets us towards the end of our time. We're very happy to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you. It was so much fun. I've never really done this before, but I'd love to come again.
Yeah.
Come to our show?
Yeah. I'd love to be a guest again.
James, can you mute my mic for a sec?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, listen, dude. You're unhinged, all right? You're not coming back.
What?
You're never coming
back. But I feel like I'm like kind of, you know, no?
No, talk, ladder this, ladder that. You're unhinged.
Oh,
okay.
God, I'm sorry. Like, okay.
This Josh, is a one-time thing.
Though. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
It was fun, but...
Yeah, okay. Thanks for having me, honestly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It was a good time.
So right, never again? Never again?
We can talk about it after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Josh and I just had a little chat off air. Yeah. We're gonna work on it. We'll see. Maybe he'll come back. Probably not. And now we're gonna do station identification. We'll let Josh do that.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is his last time talking on the show.
Yeah. This is the Anti Ladder Club Coalition. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Very good.
Thank you for all who tuned in. Hope to be on here again.
Yeah.
Keep hoping. All right. Play the last song.
All right. The last song. I'm gonna play a little song. One of my favorites. Okie dokie.